In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Jesse was, of course, the father of King David. And so when they talk about the stump of Jesse, they're talking about the Davidic house of kings. Now, why would they call it a stump? Because they weren't kings anymore. You know, with the Babylonian captivity, the kingship had left the house of David. They were no longer kings. So one of the heirs of the Davidic kings, Zerubbabel, was the Persian governor of the Jews when they came back from exile in Babylon. And so, speaking about a sprout coming from the stump of Jesse, the prophet Isaiah is foretelling a restoration of the Davidic king. This is one of the reasons why the Jewish people said the Messiah will be the son of David. And this is why when the blind man cries out to David, to Jesus, and says, "Son of David," he's not just, you know, saying, "I know who your ancestors are. He's making a profession of faith that he is the Messiah. But this is far more than the Davidic king being restored or the kingdom of David being restored. The kingdom of David is going to be something far more important than simply one more Middle Eastern country, because the kingdom of David will also be the kingdom of God. And it will be not just the people of the Old Covenant, but it will include the people of the New Covenant. And we hear all sorts of wonderful things being said about this fruit from the stump of Jesse. A spirit of the Lord will rest upon him, a spirit of wisdom and understanding, a spirit of counsel and strength, a spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord. How is this possible? Because the sprout which comes from the stump of the tree of David is not just a descendant of David, but he is the Son of God in human flesh. And he will bring about a profound transformation of even creation itself. And we hear how the wolf shall be the guest of the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid. You know, even in creation itself, the natural antagonisms between creatures will disappear. So there will be a profound peace upon the world. This hasn't happened yet, as I mentioned in last Sunday's homily. You know, it's begun to happen. But it will only truly happen when the Lord returns in glory at the end of time, and when it will be brought to completion. So when we hear these wonderful prophecies over the next couple of weeks, we need to remember that we don't just look at them and say, "Oh, that was so great that was fulfilled back then in the person of Jesus." We also have something to look forward to, that it will be completely fulfilled, that will be brought to completion when the Lord returns in glory at the end of time. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.